Most people in France know or have often heard the Arabic word inshallah, God willing, that the French ambassador to the United States, Gerard Araud, used in our conversation earlier this hour. 7.5% of the French are Muslim, and it's been that way for generations. Yet that familiarity didn't prevent the Paris attacks, nor did it discourage right-wing nationalists from making significant gains in local elections. Fear of immigrants and people of different religions gave Donald Trump an opportunity this week to use some inflammatory rhetoric about Islam. How do faith communities take on such rhetoric beyond the occasional well-meaning inshallah? Camila Rashad is Muslim chaplain at the University of Pennsylvania, and Rabbi Jenny Rosen is vice president for community engagement with HIAS, an international migrant and refugee resettlement agency. They both say Trump was wrong, but it's also wrong to dismiss him by calling him evil.
I think that it is never right to demonize any particular group of people, and that the rising xenophobia and Islamophobia that we're seeing is abhorrent. It's absolutely abhorrent. I think that this is something that religious leaders must stand up to. I think that we see instances of Jews and Muslims and Christian leaders coming together. In our work resettling refugees, we resettle a large number of Muslim refugees across the country. And whether in San Diego or Toledo or Pittsburgh or Springfield, Massachusetts, we're working with local Muslim organizations in this work as a Jewish agency. And I think this is so important because of the political rhetoric that you're talking about.
American political rhetoric is filled with irresponsible comparisons and, evocations of ultimate evil when maybe it's inappropriate. Do you think that's what's going on here?
I think there's absolutely a sense of growing darkness, which is actually an interesting thing to have at this particular time. We're at the time of the year that is actually literally the darkest time of the year. Tonight is the fourth night of Hanukkah, and Hanukkah is a story and a holiday about light overtaking darkness and feeling like the forces of darkness are gathering strength. And yet it's also it's a holiday about increasing light, and that each night every night add a candle to the menorah, to the light that we are building. And I think that this is really what religious leaders are called to do at this time, to magnify and multiply light in this time of darkness.
Any thoughts on this notion of evil, Camila?
Well, I think it's dangerous on our part to kind of characterize an individual as evil. I think what he's doing is definitely extremely detrimental to all of us, not just to the American Muslim community. But there's a point at which, again, this offers us an opportunity to show that interfaith solidarity, to show, again, the values that we aspire to as Americans, and to say this is not an accurate reflection of who we are or who we want to be. And I think kind of characterizing him in those, very sensational kind of depictions begins to eliminate some of the personal accountability that each and every American has to really wrestle with on a daily basis. So whatever, kind of shortcomings or even strengths that he may have is really being overshadowed by how this line of rhetoric is resonating throughout the country. And so we cannot characterize thousands in his audience who are applauding as evil. We can say that they're misinformed, that they're perhaps fearful of the unknown, that they are also kind of giving in to some of their darkest emotions and feelings. So each one of us has an opportunity, and it presents kind of a really beautiful challenge for us to say this is not how we want to be depicted across the globe.
You know, I can't resist asking this because it relates to something that a young law student said to us this week, that this is actually a better definition of jihad than what Trump would have us believe. This idea that you have to fight with your own personal inner darkest impulses, that's the jihad that is taught in the mosques around the world and in the United States. Would you agree with that?
I would agree. I mean, the definition, and American Muslims have really struggled with how to explain in a nuanced way all that word encapsulates. And it really is about the struggle with your kind of deepest fears and desires, with what we call your nafs, with yourself. So the struggle begins internally, and that is to emulate the values of our religion, which is of empathy and mercy and compassion. And so we know that we are all human. We have those moments where we don't show compassion. We don't show empathy, but we can't allow what could be the ugly sides of ourselves to overtake who we are as people. And so that definition of jihad, it really begins with critical self-reflection, self-awareness. That struggle is constant, is daily. But I believe that we all have an opportunity, again, to demonstrate through our actions and our words, our behavior, how we can overcome what could be kind of unchecked, unrestrained intolerance and hate. I think that is the darkest, most evil side of who we are. But it's not an accurate reflection of who we want to be.
I think there's also a sense in which it can be an act of courage to welcome the stranger. Part of why our tradition comes to teach us to welcome the stranger and to love the stranger is to really charge us to rise to meet that challenge. If it were easy to do, it wouldn't necessarily be a value that we would need to be reminded of and remind ourselves of. So I think in light of the recent attacks, there's fear. And I think that fear is understandable, but I think that fear is misplaced. And I think it's important to really understand the facts about Muslim American community, the facts about how people come here as refugees.
And this opportunity for courage. You both alluded to that.
Absolutely. And I think in every generation, there has been fear and uncertainty and almost suspicion of both refugees and immigrants. And we've seen this play out generation after generation. And yet we've also seen the times when Americans really rise to their greater values. And certainly as Jews, we are calling out to say, this is not the way to treat people. This is not who we are. And absolutely need to see our way clear to really welcoming strangers and not closing our doors.
Rabbi Jenny Rosen is Vice President for Community Engagement with HIAS, formerly known as the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society. Rabbi, may there be more light on this fourth night of Hanukkah. Thanks so
much. Thank you.
And Camila Rashad is Muslim Chaplain at the University of Pennsylvania. Camila, thank you so much.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.